Hi, we're Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and welcome to another collection of outstanding Car Talk moments.
Yeah, this stuff was outstanding in the alley, right next to the dumpster, I think, before we rescued it.
Yeah, that's right. This is actually a collection of great stories that we've told on the air over the years. Stories about, you know, friends of ours, relatives, people we work with.
Yeah, and some stories about the really awful things that we've done to each other.
Yeah, I think mostly things that you've done to me, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, as we went through the archives to find these stories, we discovered that there were two primary reasons why they got told on the air.
Yeah, one is that by sharing our own experience, we were better able to illustrate a point we were trying to make.
And the other reason we'd launch into stories is that it helped distract listeners and stall for time, right? When we had no idea what we were talking about.
That was the predominant reason.
And it's always worked. Well, here's an example that's a little bit of both. We had a fellow call us wanting to know the best way to carry a mattress on top of his car.
Yeah, he told us he had to drive the mattress way out to East Hungadunga.
Tell you what, if I make it up successfully with a spoiler, I'll send you guys a picture.
Yeah. You remind me of a very funny story. You know what I'm thinking, don't you?
I do.
This friend of ours, he had an old car. It was one of those 80s big GM cars. And he worked late at night. One night, he's driving by a construction site. And it's late. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And he sees a bunch of 4x8 sheets of plywood. It so happens that his brother-in-law is doing a little construction job.
And needs 20 sheets.
He could use a dozen or so sheets of 4x8 plywood. So this guy...
Half-inch sheet, the exterior grade. They just happen to fit the bill.
He says, who's going to miss them? So he stops his car, and under cover of darkness, he piles up half a dozen of these sheets of plywood on his roof. Except he has nothing to tie them with. So he says, if I drive really slowly, where are they going to go? So he very carefully starts up and drives very, very slowly.
Now, at this time, he has about 18 sheets, if I remember the story. 18 sheets on the roof.
18 sheets is a foot and a half of plywood. Yeah. He says, oh, boy. Well, Pep is going to love me.
18 sheets is 9 inches. It was just enough that he could reach up with his hand, thinking that holding these sheets is going to prevent them from going anywhere.
Anyway, he's doing really well. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. There's no traffic, except for that one car that cuts him off almost. He slams on the brake. All 18 sheets of plywood come forward and rip off the entire front of his car. The hood, the grill,
the headlights,
the whole thing. And he's sitting there at the intersection with 18 sheets of plywood on the street.
And $1,000 worth of damage.
$1,000 worth of damage. And you know what his first words were.
And now you can see how that story was actually somewhat helpful, you know, as a cautionary tale.